just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Steve, when you were a kid, did you love dinosaurs?
In Utah, there's a lot of them in the like southern Utah area, right?
Yeah, there's like a Utah Raptor, isn't there? There's a whole thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
So love them? No. Oh. Did I know about them?
You changed your answer on me. You started with yes and you ended on no?
I totally was starting with yes. And then I was like, no, not really. Didn't love them.
I think most kids really like dinosaurs, though.
They seem so fascinating.
Yeah, I think they are. The fact that they're huge lizardy giant things
and absolutely huge. Yeah, they really do feel like it's a made-up story.
Yeah, it almost feels fake, doesn't it?
Even to the point that, remember, like when we were talking about that for Animal Kingdom and they had dinosaur on there, I just totally just assumed they were like dragons, and then I was like, oh wait, no, just kidding, they were real.
Dragons, yeah. Dragons and dinosaurs are two different things. One is real, one is not,
right? It's hard to keep these things straight at times.
I guess.
It's just hard.
But dinosaurs have been like a major source of...
Fuel.
Well, excitement for a lot of people. Fuel. Really? you're going to come in with the oil jokes?
Too soon.
Too soon. They've been like a real draw, like a media draw for movies and books and things for... ever, it seems like.
Well, I don't know. Jurassic Park seems like the first one to me.
That's the first one that really kind of was a blockbuster. Yeah. But they've been making dinosaurs in movies since they could make movies. I just hit my mic. Like King Kong had dinosaurs in it back in the day.
That's a good point.
And kids have been fascinated with dinosaurs forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that it's a shock that Disney decided, well, maybe we should try something with dinosaurs.
Right.
Seems
natural.
Right. And they made the movie Dinosaur.
I'm assuming it's good.
You know, the funny thing is it wasn't terrible. I wouldn't say that Dinosaur was a bad movie. But it definitely did not do as well as Disney might have liked it to do.
Sure.
Does
anything?
Nothing ever does.
I know. Well, because even the Endgame that just came out, right? They re-released it a second time with additional footage to help break records.
I think that was just to make more money in general.
It was really close to making a record, but it was just barely shy, so they released it with additional footage for just so they could break some additional records for it.
Because
why not? Why not do that?
I guess. If people are willing to pay to see it twice, you might as well make them see it twice, right?
Right. We did not.
We did not. No. Once was enough. But going back to Dinosaur, the point of this podcast, they thought Dinosaur was going to be a big hit. It was kind of interesting. They shot the backgrounds live and then put the dinosaurs in.
Oh, that's a fun concept.
So anyone that saw the preview back in the day was undoubtedly impressed with it. The music was really cool sounding. It was epic looking. Dinosaurs are always exciting.
Yeah.
You know, big deal.
Was it was not animation. It was like supposed to be live action of sorts.
Oh no, not even close to live. Mm. No. It's totally computer generated, and all the dinosaurs talk. It's kind of like a Land Before Time-esque type thing, you know? But it didn't resonate like other dinosaur movies had.
Okay.
And so it kind of petered out, but they thought it was going to be really big. And so in Animal Kingdom, they decided that instead of putting in, let's just throw it out there, an Indiana Jones ride, they would make their version of that ride into a dinosaur ride.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we probably talked about this before, but so the dinosaur version that we see at Animal Kingdom,
yes,
that came after? It came after the one that they built in
Disneyland.
Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. That seems so crazy.
Does it seem crazy?
Yeah, talk about a slapstick kind of a job.
Oh.
Like when you look at Indiana Jones Temple of Doom, no, Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. There you go. When you look at that ride, it's epic. It is such an undertaking of a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at what is the ride Dinosaur. They call it the toaster ride, right? Because it feels like you're on it going through a toaster.
At the beginning, yeah.
And the end and stuff.
It is what I consider it more underwhelming than anything. It's not always a must ride for us.
Right.
Whereas Indy is always a must ride for me.
Right.
So I feel like they really missed the mark with it. And we're going to kind of go over that today, kind of what they failed at and where would we, if we had the Disney dollars,
yeah,
where would we spend the money to improve it?
We breaking into that Disney Banks?
We're breaking into Mr. Banks Banks.
Spending the money on this ride.
Right.
Well, so we're going to revamp it. Because there's been rumors about the ride being revamped into a different type of a ride or becoming an Indiana Jones ride.
Right.
Those have been floating around for decades now, right?
Right. And
we'll say decades. It's not real, but a long time.
People, I think, are... they like that idea. There's always going to be people that are not excited about change. For whatever reason, you know, Dinosaur was the first ride I rode at Animal Kingdom. You can't possibly change it type of people, you know, or whatever. I just feel like it hasn't received the attention and the love that a lot of Disney rides get. And it feels run down and unimpressive to me.
To me, it fits very much into the category of Fantasmic, that you just look at it and you can see how simply it was built.
Mm.
There's parts of it that I swear that you can just see that it's the dinosaur head moving around on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
It feels to me like that. I can't quote you for sure that that's exactly what happens on the ride. However, in my mind, it feels like a dinosaur head on a stick floating around.
Well, I'm sure there are parts where there is a dinosaur head on a stick, but for me, the beginning of the issue comes up with the whole concept of the ride in general.
Okay.
If we're going to keep it as a dinosaur ride, I'm more than happy to do so. Dinosaurs are very exciting and cool. And ability to make giant animatronic dinosaurs is really neat. It's a cool thing to do. I think the concept, though, is lacking.
Mm-hmm.
The overall theme of the ride, for those of you that haven't ridden it, is that you are at an institute who has made time machines for you to go back in time and actually see the dinosaurs.
Hosted by Claire Huxtable.
Yeah. Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
She is the one in charge. And during your video briefing, other scientist says, well, what I'm really wanting you to do is go back and bring an iguanodon back with you that just happens to look like the main character from Disney's dinosaur movie. But my issue starts right off the bat where when you're walking through the entry, it just feels like a dusty old museum.
Yeah.
And it's not impressive. I feel like there should be more going on in there than there actually is.
Yeah. When you first start going through that queue, it really feels to me like you're walking into an office building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, maybe for the time in the early 90s, it kind of felt cool, but it has not held up over time. Exactly to your point. It feels like you're just walking through. It feels very institutional.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what they would kind of want you to go with. Now, if we were to reinvent the ride from the beginning to end, would you rip out that entire part of the queue?
Yes. I feel like the ride in general needs a new concept.
Okay.
The time travel thing is fine. I don't hate that. And it makes sense when you're going back to see dinosaurs. You know, you kind of need that kind of sci-fi type thing to happen. However, I don't like them leaning so much on the dinosaur movie.
Okay.
in general. And I feel like you could do a lot of really cool things, like we, I hate to say it, but what we've seen them do with the Indiana Jones ride is the second you get in line, you are immersed in story. And by the time you actually get on the ride, you are so well prepped for it that it doesn't even need an introduction.
Now, I honestly thought that the revamp, if we had Mr. Banks money, could spend it on anything we want.
Yeah.
My idea would be definitely to make that the Indiana Jones ride.
Oh,
or
well,
a different version of it, right? Because we don't want to have the Temple of the Forbidden Eye. You want to have it like a different type of a temple.
It would be a completely different temple, yeah, in a different place. I keep on saying this, but I believe that the dinosaur area is near Asia. I'm really bad at the areas.
The geography
in,
of that park specifically.
Yeah, for some reason, Animal Kingdom just confuses the life out of me.
Oh, it don't make no kind of sense. I've tried to figure it out, and every single time, it's ridiculous.
So if you had more of an Asian temple type thing going on, obviously, I would rather go for that, a full indie overhaul.
Okay.
But what I was thinking is like, okay, if they want to stick with the dinosaur theme,
yeah,
what can you do to actually fix it so that it's a dinosaur ride that's worth riding?
Yeah.
And like I said, the first thing I would fix is just the general story in general. I don't like the setup.
Sure.
And I think that would change up the whole atmosphere of the beginning of the ride, which I think it needs.
Well, there's a lot of things, obviously. Like, I'm a huge proponent in leaving the infrastructure that's in place that's already there.
Yeah.
I think the big round... So the queue building, the queue line that you first start walking through is okay. And then when you're inside that, the big dome with the dinosaur in it room, that room is also super cool. I like the structure of it. You know, I just want to have different... I would like that plussed up with a whole new different type of a theme.
Mm.
And I guess you would depend if we're now sticking with the dinosaur theme, I guess you could, but you redo all of that in there.
Right.
So it doesn't feel like you're at a school, you know?
Yeah.
We got Epcot for that. We don't need like, I want something more playful and fun in there. It does really feel like you are going to some sort of like planetarium or something the whole entire time. So I'm okay for leaving the structure of the buildings in place, ripping out everything else. And then that pre-show queue building, or the pre-show where you meet Felicia
Rashad,
where she's telling you what the whole story, that room also is okay, but dang.
Well, I just don't understand what Disney's obsession was during a certain time period about letting a group of people in, stopping them to make them watch a movie, and then letting them through again. Once again, you look at the Indiana Jones line, and they still have a video running, but you are just still in line while it's going.
Oh, that's a really good point.
So nobody gets ahead of everybody else because they happen to muscle their way over. The one thing I hate Disney parks is when they put you in a giant area and then say, okay, now get back in line. Because it inevitably turns into a mess.
I get exactly what you're saying, too, because it's the same thing with the Rock and Roller Coaster when you're going in to meet Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
You, like, walk into that room, and the people that are in the know to, like, push past everybody to get clear over to the other side.
Right.
And I have watched that. I mean, it's not a huge difference, but it does take about an extra 7 minutes in line if they push to the front of you.
Well, and it clogs up your line to have that show thing actually stop the entire line.
Yeah, because it doesn't really seem to work anymore.
No.
Like a lot of the time, it feels like an extra holding zone. It's true.
So I feel like a reworking of the entry and the story would help.
To eliminate that room a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Make it a little bit easier for people to get in and out of there, you know?
Yeah, maybe have a queue rock back and forth 2 or 3 times.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, why not? Give them some switchbacks in there.
Sure.
But then I think the main thing that you need to do to spend your money on is to rework some of the Dinobots in there.
Okay.
I am...
Every one of them.
I'm a big fan of dinosaurs, and nothing excites me more than the idea of being close to a full-size dinosaur. I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
However, the dinosaur robot animatronics in Dinosaur have seen better days.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them don't move all the time. There are some that are just stagnant, that they light up as you drive past them.
Right.
Just in general, I think they all need to be plussed a bit.
So, I mean, I don't know. I would say that literally everything inside that building should be ripped out other than the car, other than the track.
Oh, okay.
I want the track to remain to save the money there, and the cars that you drive in, that's fine.
Okay.
And when you're coming down the metal stairs and stuff, that's fine. I don't necessarily care that much about that.
Okay.
But for me, I think everything inside the ride has to be thrown away and start from scratch.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think there's anything inside that room, that inside the ride itself, that's worth keeping.
You don't think so? There are a couple animatronics in there that I don't hate. When they work well, there's a specific section where the Carnotaurus runs next to the car.
Oh yeah.
And when it works, it's a very impressive effect.
Yeah.
It just doesn't always work, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what Florida's obsession is with blinding you with photos,
mm-hmm.
but my least favorite part of every ride in Florida is when you're like, okay, here comes the strobe light in the middle of this dark ride.
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
It hurts my eyes and it makes me grumpy. all the pictures I'm frowning in. So there are just a couple things, but I guess you're right. Maybe everything in the ride needs to be updated to a way.
Completely rip it out.
To make it better.
And I think in my mind, most of that theming part of the ride is fairly affordable. A lot of it goes into the ride system, the queue, the building,
yeah.
All of those things, all of that can stay. And then it seems like the update in itself would only be like 20% of the remaining budget for the show itself, you know?
Yeah.
And the other 70% is all that other stuff. So don't worry about that, but just but I guess that goes why I go back to the idea that it should be switched over to like Indiana Jones in general, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're doing all that, you might as well put a whole new concept overlay in it.
But it wouldn't really, I mean, I guess it could work if you did like a dinosaur themed temple
Indy,
you know, I would be down for that. Unfortunately, there'd be no reason for there to be dinosaurs in an Indiana Jones thing. But then again, there was no reason for there to be aliens in the fourth one either. So
what?
You know. Oh, spoiler. Sorry for anybody that didn't see that atrocity.
Oh my.
So I just think updating the story and the visuals would be very important. But also, here's my main issue with Dinosaur. It is so loud. Why is it so loud the whole time? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the second you get on the car and go through the toaster tunnel, there's the scientist yelling in the speakers. Uh-huh. There are comets shooting down around you. There are dinosaur sounds. There are alarms going off.
And it's so dark, you can't see hardly anything.
It's too dark. There are not enough effects to justify it. I mean, it just...
But they have to keep it that dark because there aren't enough effects.
Well, there you go.
So it keeps you from seeing anything.
But it's just so loud the whole time. And by the time you get off there, you just feel battered by all of the nonsense. And not in a good way. Like, when you finish Indy, I feel like you get to the end, you go, whoa, that was an experience and a half.
It was. It true.
I need to ride it again to figure out what just happened to me, you know?
Yep.
Whereas Dinosaur, you go, that was an experience. I need to sit down in a quiet place for 30 minutes, you know? And
it's the trippiest little ride.
It's an interesting ride, but here's my idea for a better concept. Let's make it more sci-fi based, and let's just say that they are taking dinosaur fossils and dropping them into a system that creates the dinosaurs in a 3D space. So they can give you the illusion as you're going through line that you're selecting the dinosaur bones that you're dropping into your specific attraction.
Okay.
You will have all the same ones, but the kids get to have fun thinking that they get to pick, right?
Yeah.
And then inside you can do a cool visual thing where you show, I don't know, some sort of digitized effect, and then the dinosaur is there. Mm-hmm. And then they can get closer to you, and it can be a bit more of a, oh, what did you put in this ride? Why did you drop this in here? This is a dangerous dinosaur, you know.
Right.
And the panic level can rise based on the fact that you've dropped someone in your group, dropped more dangerous dinosaurs into your specific experience.
Okay.
So you can up the excitement, and you can still have a little bit of narration there, just not so much that it's constant.
Yeah.
And you still have the sci-fi elements of things, which I think is essential.
That's true. And originally they were going to have dragons in the park originally as well. Sure. Which is going to be part of the land. Mm-hmm. I would almost be okay with them going more like similar to what you're saying, more sci-fi, but go with it in the dragon direction.
Oh.
Over dinosaurs even.
Like maybe then, somebody like messed with the code and all of a sudden there's a dragon in the,
I guess, maybe
dinosaur times.
No, I guess the problem that I keep having, and the reason I keep coming back to this, is I just don't like anything about Dinosaur Land.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like I don't think that there's much. I think if you rework it and retheme it and, you know, kind of rework and get back to me, as Stewie likes to say.
Yeah.
Then I think that that makes that area, like, that would be something fun for me back there. But otherwise, I just don't like, I don't know. You know?
No, and I agree 100%. If I had full carte blanche to do whatever I wanted, I would say we're retheming the entire area to Indiana Jones and switching out Dinosaur completely. Mm. But
Or dragons,
apparently. But if they were insisting on keeping the dinosaur area, this is just kind of what I think would have to happen for the dinosaur ride to continue to stay relevant.
I guess that's, it would be completely true, because it doesn't right now. And it's such an expensive ride.
And they put so much work into like the vehicles and things. It could be such a fun experience, but I unfortunately feel like most people are just kind of meh about it.
Completely true. To go in there late at night and only have a 2-minute wait in line that you just had to, and we've sat in that show building where we're the only ones in that room,
right?
Or nah, two or three other people might be in there with us, but still, for a room for 75 people,
right,
there's not very many.
But you know, we're not the only ones that are probably a little bit tired of Dinosaur and feel like it could use an update. So what do you think? Do you love Dinosaur? I've not met anybody that loves dinosaurs. So if you love Dinosaur, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. And if not, do you have great ideas for a dinosaur ride that could take its place? Because I'd rather just turn it into Indy.
Right.
But it's like I always say, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it.
Follow my perfectly sculpted 2-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app, and if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.